This is your Wild Podcast, episode 26. Welcome to This Is Your Wealth with Richard Okere Jr., where our goal is to inspire you to build your wealth, drive a business, and live the extraordinary life.
Hello and welcome to episode 26 of This Is Your Wealth Podcast show with me, Richard Okere Jr. here. And today I have one of my big friends that is Emeka Nubis to share with you ideas. If you're a writer, if you're somebody who wants to begin to earn income from what you do, especially online, then this episode is for you. I know a lot of people have been looking forward to this episode, and here we are today. So Emeka Nubis, I'll be doing more introduction about him when we go right to his own side, okay, when we get right into the interview. But this is something that I'm sure that you would want to go get your pen and paper, because you're going to be jotting down a lot of things that's going to help you to build a business around your writing, especially utilizing all the online opportunities today that can help a writer earn consistent income for yourself. All right, let's go right into the interview with Emeka Nubis. Hello there, I have with me here the great almighty Emeka Nubis. He is a thought leader and a writer, and he's the founder of the Pen and Ink Masters Community, a Facebook group to help writers polish their crafts, hone their voices, build their platforms, raise tribes who buy into their world, slink arms into a formidable community, and achieve legendary status. He also blogs at www.emekanubis.com. Welcome, Sir Nubis. Welcome to This Is Your Wealth Podcast.
Thank you, Richard. I'm grateful to be here today on this edition of your podcast, and I'm glad to be of help and to do the best of my ability.
Yes, sir. All right. So could you tell us a little bit about yourself, something I might not have added into the big introduction I gave?
Okay. As you said, my name is Emeka Nubis. I'm a writer and I'm a thought leader. A lot of people will be asking what a thought leader is all about. Thought leadership is all about having expertise in a particular subject, and also being able to teach others the same, being able to show others the steps that they can also take to become phenomenal in the practice of their art or in the execution of their businesses. What I do basically is that I help individuals who have a message to share with the world. Or they are confused, they are scared, or they are doubtful about their message. I help them to build a platform around those messages after gaining clarity, and then also to earn by doing the same. This is what I do basically through coaching, through writing, yeah, and through training consultations.
Yeah. Yeah, I follow you on Facebook and on Twitter. So you just recently launched the Embryonic, right?
Yes.
Can you just tell us a little bit about that?
Okay. Having worked for 9 years in an oil servicing company, something that I found that was worrisome. A lot of individuals who are gifted do not understand how to, you know, maximize the use of the gifting and also to earn. My main emphasis is on earning with, you know, by using your gift. And I found also individuals who were very, very confused about the next step of their lives. Yes, they were earning a lot of money. They had, you know, fine and fantastic jobs. The next phase of their lives kind of blurry. So they were confused. They were doubtful. And also scared. So I decided to start Embryonic. Okay. And Embryonic is much more like a community where these individuals come in together, and then I teach them the necessary steps they need to take to be able to start to maximize the use of their gifting and to build a business or an enterprise around it. And so Embryonic holds in a Facebook group. It's a paid group. Everyone who is part of the group pays 60,000 naira for 1 year to be part of the group. And this payment is done once a year. And by the end of the year, if you decide that you don't want to be part of it again, you can go on. But if you want to be part of it for the next year, you also pay 60,000 naira. But anyway, I don't know if it's going to be 60,000 naira by the end of 2016. But for anyone, for anyone who's going to be part of it, must pay that amount of money.
Grab the spot now while you're still cheap. Relatively. Anyway.
Okay.
We are driving into the main content of the day. You've been building a platform for writers, especially on pen and ink masters. And then I'm sure a lot of them will be interested on and how to build a business and a platform online, utilizing online platforms. And this is what we're going to be discussing in this episode of This Is Your World podcast. And that's why we have you here. You've been able to establish yourself to an extent, a very good extent, in online marketing and utilizing it for your art. So we'll be asking you a few questions also, and you'll be pouring out your mind on how to use online, how to build an online business and online business opportunities actually for writers. So just to start off, could you tell us a little bit about how you started your online business journey and the results so far?
I'll tell you an experience of mine actually. There's this perception that, or will I say it's wrong, things that writers do, especially writers of back in Nigeria, that about they want to write a book and then they do not talk about the book until the book is out. You know, expecting that when the book is out, everybody will go shout, hey, you've done a fantastic job, fine book. And then, you know, people will rush to buy the book. But that's very fatal for me in retrospect, because I remember that in 2010, I had published my first book. Nobody actually knew that I was a writer, so to say, because I studied mechanical engineering in the university. And then by the time I wrote the book and published the book, I found out that selling the books was a bit hectic. It was frustrating. I tell you that majority of people who bought my books were my colleagues in the office and my friends and family relations. But apart from that, you know, when I take my books outside to sell the books, even in the church where I worship, it was very frustrating to sell the books. But prior to that, I'll share my experience. When I wanted to launch to find the publisher to publish the book, I had reached out to Destiny Image in Europe. And then they sent me a proposal So I read through the proposal, and after all the calculations that I had done, I found out that each copy of the book will go for 3,000 naira by the time the books have been shipped to me in Nigeria.
Oh boy!
And that's you know, to me, it's not that it is huge, so to say, But for a first-time writer like me, who was just breaking into the space with his first book, I just felt that it wasn't going to be feasible selling those books at that amount. But I remember the question that I was asked. You know, these guys went to do a background check and found out that I was not really influential, so to say, on Facebook or on social media. Because, you know, the way they look at these things is looking at the number of followers that you have, engagement that you have online. And if you don't have these things in our world right now, you are considered to be a risk, so to say.
Mm-hmm.
And so they saw me as a risk, and they couldn't just put down their money to be able to take my book, go through the process of publishing, and then sell my books. So they said I was going to share that risk with them. And that risk meant selling my book at 3,000 naira per copy. To me, it didn't make sense. And so I met an Italian friend of mine who loves what I do. And then I explained to him the situation. He said something to me, Nobis, don't just kill yourself over this. I will advise you to go and build your influence. Build your followership, you know, just try as much as possible to get out there and be known, and that I should just forget about the contract with Destiny Image Europe. And so I accepted what he told me, and then that was how I began in 2011. I became intentional on Facebook, on Facebook, you know, I started out on Facebook first and foremost, and then I stopped doing all the using all the short forms that I used to use before, instead of writing Y-O-U, I write Y-O-U, you know, all those Fabish, that we use in our time. I stopped all that, and then I became intentional. I began to understand and study the psychology of selling, the psychology of writing, understanding the purpose for which I write, how to put my words across in a way that made sense, in a way that was appealing so that people could tune in and read my works from time to time. So I began to learn those things. I began to read poetry so that my writings could be flowery, natural, and appealing. And I underwent lots and lots of coaching for myself, did lots of trainings on social media, trainings on writing, you know, reading lots and lots of books on writing from, so to speak, famous authors and writers. And I became consistent in social media. You know, consistency is something that every businessman has to have. Okay, so I show up every day, and then I put something on Facebook. Initially, when I was starting out, I didn't really have a defined path, so to say. I was just, you know, I was just writing on things that had to do with personal development, you know, doing all the quotations, you know, reading, talking about John Maxwell and Brian Tracy and the rest of them, you know, members of the gang, so to say. And it was like that. And then, but I was just trying to find my rhythm, find my my own path, my own style, my own unique way of, so that when somebody reads my work, the person will say, okay, this is a Mekanobis. This is an imprint of a Mekanobis, you know. So that means that when people start reading your works and they start remembering your name, when they see something written, they'll say, okay, I think this is a Mekanobis said it, that wrote this, means that you've started, you know, appearing, you know, you're now on their minds, all right?
And yeah.
Means that you've built influence and that you can be remembered to be an authority, in that area, all right? So that was what I did. So consistently, I post every day on Facebook till today. Since 2011, I post consistently on Facebook on a daily basis. Right before then, I used to post consistently on Twitter. I ran series, you know, sometimes in the evenings on Saturdays, I do series of tweets.
Chats also.
Yeah, tweet chats, you know. Then did interviews with notable people, and you know, just as a way of putting my stuff out there so that people. So my followership on Twitter increased. As of today, I think I have getting close to 7,000 Twitter followers. You know,
that's huge.
And on Facebook, I've gotten to my limit. I already have 5,000 friends, and I have already started out my own personal page, my brand page, because now people can't add me anymore now as friend Facebook, so they have to go to my my page. So I've been doing all that, and then getting all the engagements, you know, retweets and comments, and people sharing my stuff. These days, I get glad that when I see some posts that I do, before the end of the day, I see like 25 people have shared the message to their friends. I get like, there are certain times I do Twitter sessions these days, and I get locked out of Twitter because I've had like 1,000 retweets in less than an hour, you know. So this way I've been, you know, grooming my followership, my influence, showcasing my authority, my expertise, and you know, that's how it's been. That's how the journey has been ever since then, 2011. But I will say that the two keywords that stand out for me are being intentional with my offering, and then my consistency. So by the time I began to understand about, you know, intentionality, I began to, you know, specifically define my path. So I was able to now see, okay, I'm interested in personal development, fine. But what should I do? I can't start sounding like everyone talking
John Maxwell,
John Maxwell out there. How will a Mekanobis become uniquely known for this area? So I began to look at it. I began to, you know, look inwards based on experiences, based on my engagements with people. And I found that, okay, these three key things, these three words have been consistent when people get across to me. Either they are scared, okay, or they are confused, or they are doubtful. Okay, so combining the three of them together, you know, I've now come to the point where I help individuals who are scared, who are doubtful, who are confused, to be able to gain clarity in their messages, and then build a platform around it, and then earn from doing so. Somebody will say, how does that concern writing? But writing, our world is ruled by words. If you want to go, if you want to go the path of Christianity, if you look at the creation story, God created the world by words. Okay, so he said, let there be light, let there be this, let there be that. You know, there was no from the Bible. You may not see physical God, you know, using his hands.
He didn't like gather instruments, gather those to build one kind of world.
Exactly. So God spoke through words, and then this thing. Yeah. So as long as we exist on earth, words will always play a very, very instrumental role in our existence, in our communication, in our relationship with individuals. Like if you see, if you go to comps, you see mission statements. It's there, the word. You know, the word, the mission statements are broken down into words. Not so, not necessarily pictures, but words. If you want to toast a woman to marry the woman, you're going to use words. You're not going to be, you can't just, say, okay,
well. Probably write it on a wall. Exactly. Will you marry me?
even if you write it on a wall, you also use
it's words. It's still.
Still, that's words. So, as long as we exist on the earth, words will always play a major role in our communication, in our relationship with one another. So, in all these things that we're doing, if I'm helping someone to gain clarity, I'm going to do that by words, not so. If I'm going to help you to set up your vision statement or your mission statement, there are going to be words. So that's how writing, you know, plays a role in the things that I do as a writer and as a thought leader.
All right.
Yeah.
Wow, that's a great story there. The key points you mentioned there, like you said, one, at least you had a learning stage where you, though you're dabbling into a lot of things, but at least you, at some point you gain clarity. Yeah, and then you became consistent with your own art, what you wanted to do.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. All right. So I would want you to share a bit more about online business opportunities now for writers, you know, kind of what, if anybody listening to it right now will be, okay, what are the opportunities out there for me? Can you just share a little bit on it?
Okay. There are quite lots of opportunities because every blessed day, new things just come out. It all depends on how you explore the online world to be able to help yourself. So I will tell you the ones that I do, and then and some other ones which I don't do, but people can also do. Okay. So the opportunity for me, first and foremost, is that I'm a blogger. I blog on my own platform, and not just blogging, as I said, my blogging, my writing is, I don't write, even though I use fiction to buttress certain things that I teach, okay? But my writing is intended to help individuals. So when you read my stuff, you either gain some clarity on something, or you gain one strategy or the other that it can help you in business or in your life. And so this is what I do in my blog. Okay, my blog is not just any other kind of blog out there. So on my blog, I talk about thought leadership, organizational leadership, writing, growing platforms and all that and all that. So when you go, you read, and then you gain some clarity, you know, you get some strategy that you can use. So, but not just blogging, there has to be a way that I can monetize my blog. Okay, so monetizing my blog can come from advertisements, which I'm not doing at the moment because everything is in stages. All right, my blog is about 7 months old. Okay, on your blog, you can also use AdSense, which is the next level that I want to get to. Right now, I'm in talks with someone who is working in Google to be able to help me to understand how AdSense works and for me to be able to do it well and to be able to earn, you know, from, you know, using AdSense. For the meantime, how I earn from my blog is that for anybody who comes to my blog, every post that I do on my blog, at the end of the post, you will see a kind of an opt-in, okay, that where you fill in your email and your name so that you can become part of my list, okay? And then also when you visit my blog, there's a pop-up, you know, that comes on after 30 seconds that you've been on my blog or so, with a message that tells you, are you confused? Are you doubtful? Let me help you by, you know, joining my community. You know, I don't call my subscribers. I call them family members. So I say by joining the family, I can help you. So you opt in, all right? And then when you opt in, I send emails. Right now, I'm about to automate those emails because I send emails on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays to my family members, all right? So, but right now, I want to automate all my emails so that once someone signs into my blog, I don't need to be there. The email system, the email sequence is triggered off immediately, welcoming you, thanking you for being part of my blog. And then over the course of 5 days, the emails will drop consistently in your box at certain times of the day, and then telling you what I do and how I could be of help to you. That is called inbound marketing. It's called, some other people call it indoctrination also. So by the time you know what I do, and then I offer you something, for example, a product or a coaching plan or something like that, and then you see, okay, I've gained some benefits from following this guy's blog. Maybe he can be a better coach for me. And then you sign up, and that's where I make money. Okay. If I have also ebooks that I want to sell, okay, so I can also use that means to sell. Okay. So when I raise a landing page with my my book, I don't know if everybody who's listening to me now may understand what landing pages and all that. they're a bit technical, but
probably you have to Google it and find out more.
Okay, maybe
there's
some assignment. Okay, so so when they come on the landing page, they feed in their emails and their names, and then the sequence is also triggered again. And then they can buy my books, they can sign up for coaching calls, they can, pay me for the products that I'm selling. So that's how I make money from my blog, okay?
Yeah.
The second way I make money from writing online is via coaching. So I coach other writers who want to write better, okay? Right now, before I used to collect 40,000 naira a month for 16 hours in a month. But right now, it's now 120,000 naira for 12 hours in a month. So I want to take on lots of individuals. If for a year, I can decide to take 6 writers. Like this year, I've decided it's going to be just 6 writers who are able to pay back, for a period of 6 months. And so that's how I make money from writing. So I coach them. When they read my writings, and they'll be like, okay, I would like to write like Emeka Nobis. I like the way he writes. I like the way he uses words. Maybe he can teach me to do that. Then I coach them. And coaching is not just to tell them how they ought to write. It's helping them to define their own path for themselves and, infuse their own originality and uniqueness into what they are doing. Okay. Helping them understand the essence of writing, the psychology of writing. And then from there, how to write a book. From there, how to do it as a business. And then to how to engage on social media. So that's the number two way that I earn from my writing, by coaching other writers on how to write. Then number three is that I do content development for personal brands. Okay. For now, it's just for personal brands that I do this content management. So what is it all about? Certain individuals do not know how to put what they do, to communicate what they do effectively to the world in words. All right. So, you could be a personal brand and you're very busy. Okay. Or you don't know how to write in a way that is compelling so that people will engage with you, look at your services, and then perhaps pay you to come to do something for them. So what I do for them is that I look at their brands, I engage with them, and then I'm on a daily basis, I'm able to come up with write-ups that we post in social media on Facebook, especially projecting them to the world, helping to share their ideologies, and then helping them to get engagement, and then to be able to sell their services into the world. For right now, I have I have 3 clients right now. To get the 4th client. I'm looking at having 5 clients for the year, just 5 clients for the year 2016. And that's how I earn from doing that. Initially, I used to charge 50,000 naira a month for doing that. But now I've increased my fees to 100,000 naira a month. And so, any personal brand who wants me to help him or her to, work on her brand and to daily manage social media, especially on Facebook, that's what I charge. And basically, people will be asking, okay, how is it easy for you to do that? The thing is, I'll consistently over how many years now, I'll be writing on a daily basis. So somebody can take an hour to write an article, but I can sit down and write an article in less than, say, 5 minutes. Do you understand me? And then somebody will be like, I had a client of mine. I just told her to write a poem of 4 lines. You know what she said? She said, give me an hour. She said I should give her an hour to write the poem.
Yeah.
You know, and I laughed where I was because I normally engage with them via WhatsApp. So I laughed.
Yeah.
And then I said, okay, go ahead, do that. And then I just did something funny. In less than a minute, I had written a poem of 8 lines. And I sent the thing. And the next thing she said, wow, you know, wow, that I want to know that. I told her something that, look, to you, it may sound so difficult to do because this is not what you do on a daily basis. I wake up every day and this is what I do consistently on a daily basis. So you can't, it's just like somebody who's Usain Bolt. You know, Usain Bolt trains every day. Somebody like Cristiano Ronaldo, they train every day. If they stop to train for 1 week, they'll become rusty. You know, when you put them on the field, they will just mess up, even though they will play, but
it wouldn't be like they used to be.
Yes, it won't be like I used to play before. So this is what I do every day, deliberately on a daily basis. So I can come up with posts in less than 5 minutes. So you can see how I'm able to manage 4 brands at the same time. So to me, it's not so difficult, but I don't want to overstress myself. That's why I just want 5 brands that I can commit my energy to and then help them to grow their brand. So these are the 3 ways that I utilize the online world to earn as a writer. So I said, okay, the other ways, which I don't do anymore right now, is that you can also write for agencies, for newspapers, for blogs, okay, who can pay you. I see a lot of individuals doing that. They write for blogs and blogs pay them. They write for newspapers online and they pay them. They also can also write for agencies and they can pay them, which is good. Another thing is that you can become a ghostwriter. Okay. There are lots of individuals who want their stories, their biographies, their autobiographies to get out there in the world. Okay. For example, I was with someone. I said, if as a writer now I walk up to someone like Juan Cocano, you know, Papilo, and then I am able to present to Papilo a proposal that, hey, Juanjo, you have done so much for this nation. You've played remarkably for this nation. I want you to document now your experiences abroad as a player for Arsenal, for all the clubs, Inter Milan, and everywhere that you played, and, you know, put in your lessons, your experiences, so that people who are from your village, for example, people who are from, who have been looking up to you can read your experiences and your history. Don't you think that he will jump at it? He will jump at it.
Definitely.
You understand? He will jump at it because he wants to, you know, to leave a legacy. And because one may not be able to write very well, you can now stand in as a ghostwriter and write his experiences for him. You will not, your name will not be mentioned, but Juanjo will pay you heavily to be able to do that project. You understand?
Yeah.
And then someone listening to me now, if you're a writer, I don't think I'll have the time to do that. But if you're a writer and you think that this is what you can do, I'll tell you the truth. If you approach some of the, maybe somebody like Okocha too, and then some of these are great stars who are no longer playing football today. And then you present this, they who knows, they could take you up on that project. So as a ghostwriter, your name will not be out there because you're a ghost. And then they will pay you heavily to be able to take that project for them. So at the end of the day, your name won't be there. They are the writers of the book, but in actual fact, you are the one who wrote the book for them. But you'll be paid off for that, for doing the project. So which other way? I see individuals, they do it online, although I've not tried it before. They post adverts on behalf of certain companies abroad. So these companies hook up with writers, and writers can write, you know, certain adverts for them, and then they post on their social media and they get paid. Another thing is to do copywriting too. There are a lot of people who are skilled. Copywriting is an ability to convince, write in a way that is very compelling, that can convince someone to buy a book or whatever product expertise. So you can come in as a copywriter, you know, write compelling, you know, come up with compelling articles that when a company puts it out there on their Facebook wall or on their website and all that, people can, you know, start to call for their products. So you can, you can work as a copywriter, you know, and people pay you for doing that. Okay. So, I think these are a few of them that individuals, writers can engage in, and then they can make money. There are a whole lot that I may not be able to remember and post here today, but talk about today. But I tell you that on a daily basis, new frontiers are being opened online. And if you can take the time to investigate and to, you know, exploit these things, you'll be better off for it.
Yeah. All right. Could you mention the streams again, your income streams? Okay. How you?
Okay.
All the list you mentioned, all the opportunity, online business opportunities.
Okay, I said through blogging. Through blogging, and then I do coaching. I coach other writers on how to write, and then I do content development for personal brands. Right now, I'm just working with only personal brands. I will expand it to corporate brands. Then I said, writing for brands, for agencies, online newspapers, for websites and all that. Then the fifth one could be to act as a ghostwriter. Okay, so you act as a ghostwriter to personalities who want to get their history out there into the world. Then the other one is about being a copywriter. Okay, so you write compelling articles for copy brands that they can put on their websites, and then people can pay you. Those companies can pay you for writing, you know, those things. So these are the ways. There are a whole lot of other ways, but these are the ways that you can. You can also write ebooks and sell them on Amazon, on the Kindle.
Yeah.
You can sell them on Kindle. That's another thing that I am about to. I've just written a book of poems. There's this guy who wants to help me to put it out there on Amazon Kindle. And I wouldn't just want to let him do it alone, but for me to understand how it is that I can, how it works. Now I can also put my work out there on Kindle. And so what you do is, when the book is still out there, people from around the world can buy it. All you need to do is wake up in the morning and continue to market your products. Okay. If you can do a video of it and put it on your page and boost it, you know, do a Facebook ad for it. I can just say that writing is a very beautiful art if we take it seriously. Every day committing to becoming better at it, we will be better off for it. Anybody who is telling you that writing doesn't pay is just trying to screw your head up. It pays if you do it well, if you take it as a business. Okay. I've been doing this for more than 5 years now, and I can tell you that it's been very profitable for me. And I'm not saying that I've been able to earn as much as to buy a private jet. No, not yet. But
that'll be coming very soon. I'll be looking forward to training.
Exactly. So the thing is that I tell a lot of individuals, why is it that corporate brands not looking our direction to make us their brand ambassadors? It's because we're not looking at the business side of these things. If we look at the business side of these things, these corporate brands, corporate organizations will definitely call us and make us their brand ambassadors. And that's one thing that I'm working on for myself this year, 2016. Okay, so, and it can be very possible. So, I can just say, you know, every day coming to writing is, I can always say, tell individuals, show up and do the work. You know, every day, just commit to learn something, commit to reading something, commit to writing, even if it means one or two lines or three lines. And you become a better writer by the end of the day. So those are my parting words for everyone who's listening to us right now.
Okay. All right. So before we wind up, let's know your platform, your contact details. Anybody, I'm sure, some people want to connect with you more. So just share your platforms where we can find you.
Okay. Right now, I'm on WhatsApp.
Okay.
But I always tell individuals that if you want to join me on WhatsApp, be prepared to pay for my products. Recently, I had to shut down from BBM, no longer on BBM, because I found that a lot of individuals who were there were just, you know, hailing, but were not ready to pay for the products that I was offering. So on WhatsApp, I have a platform that people can join, which is quite cheap, in my opinion. It's $12,000 for 6 months, or $18,000 for 1 year. Then by being on it, I share with you and teach you on the effective steps that you can take to become phenomenal in what you do. So my WhatsApp number is 090-25-15-3322. I'll call it again, 090-25-15-3325. Okay. That's my WhatsApp number. And on Facebook, right now, I cannot accept any more friend requests because I've gotten to my 5,000 fans, friends limit. So you can easily find my page, Emeka Nobis. Emeka Nobis. That's my page on Facebook. On Twitter, my Twitter handle is @IamEmekaNobis. Twitter handle @IamEmekaNobis. That's my Twitter handle.
All right. On you forget pen and ink master.
I'm going to share. No. On Twitter, my handle, as I said, is @IamEmekaNobis. @IamEmekaNobis. And on Instagram, my number is @NobisEmeka.
Okay.
Emeka, that's my Instagram. Then for writers who want to be part of our community, it's free to be part of our community. It's Pen and Ink Masters. So you just look for Pen and Ink Masters on Facebook. Pen and Ink Masters. The and is the Roman symbol and, not ANT.
Okay.
Pen and Ink Masters. Then it's facebook.com/groups/pen and ink masters. facebook.com/groups/pen and ink masters. Pen and Ink Masters, they are PENANDINK Masters, Pen and Ink Masters. So is there a free community where you can be part? On a daily basis, we share things that can help your writing. Okay, so, but if you desire to have a personal coaching experience with me, it's by sending an email to consult@emekanobis.com. consult@emekanobis.com. That's if you want to have personal work with me, coaching experience to be able to, up the game on your writing experience. So these are my platforms. Okay, my blog. My blog is simple, www.emekanobis.com. If you, log into my blog and become part of my community, my family, by feeding your email and your name, then I relate with you closely via emails. I don't take it very lightly. I send emails 3 times a week, not to bug anyone, but those emails, we have a way of establishing a closer relationship with my family members. So those are my platforms. Yeah.
All right. So thank you so much for being on this show today. It's been wonderful having you, Mr. Emeka Nobis.
Thank you, Richard. This has been long coming, but I'm glad I've had it today. We've been able to pull it off.
Luckily we've not gotten to the scheduled date anyway.
My wahala now, so it's not for that, it's not a big deal.
All right, thank you so much.
Thank you, Richard.
I'm happy having you.
Thank you.
All right, that was Emeka Nobis, and I'm sure you've learned so much. Please, if you have any questions or comments that you want to make, please, we are encouraging people now to go to our Facebook group, that's the Smart Career Network Facebook group, and leave your comments or your questions there. Also, to get others learning, we found out that most of our members hang out there, so please go there so that they can learn from you too. If you want to join the group, you can go to richardkerry.com/group and you'll be automatically redirected to the Facebook group. if you post your questions or comments anywhere else apart from the group, that's maybe on my blog or on Twitter, I will respond, but not as fast as I would on the Facebook group. Okay, so please, if you want to use Twitter, you can go use the hashtag This Is Your World. And all the resources and tools mentioned in this episode will be on the show notes for this episode. That's on my blog, so you can get all of them right there. Also, remember that the Smart Career Group coaching program is still up for grabs. I am giving the 10,000 naira discount, and that discount will expire on the 1st of March. This is the launch discount. Smart Career Coaching Program is to give you the tools and the resources that you need to build a thriving career out of your passion, whatever it is that you are good at. And then we'll be doing it online, so you can go to richardokere.com/SCN to learn how you can join. Basically, it's for entrepreneurs and individuals who have a message, a passion, and you want to build a business around it. That is for you. All right, richardokere.com/SCN. I would so much love you to join, because you are going to learn extraordinary things that's going to transform your business. Also, remember to please share this podcast with your friend. Go to iTunes and rate us also, and leave your feedback. We'll so much love to hear from you. All right, remember to live smart and be extraordinary.
Thanks for listening to This Is Your Wealth podcast at www.richardokere.com.